Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony, just to say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
News alert on the measles outbreak. It's spreading.
Now engulfing at least 14 other states.
We are likely to see more cases.
The doctor I talked to said it is a matter of time before we see measles here.
There is now a push among lawmakers to make sure the measles vaccine is free.
I'm calling on the CDC to work with the state and provide free vaccines at schools and health clinics like they do for the flu right now.
I want it for free.
Give it to me.
Give me some. I want some free film and photo processing. Oh, wait. No, they don't do that anymore, dude. Good Lord. That was, who is that? That was Chucky Schumer, right?
That was our friend Chucky from New York. And, you know, I got to tell you, I mean, this was so predictable. I mean, how many times have we seen this where they create the urgency, create the emergency? Oh, look at us. We're going to save you. We'll give it to you for free, right?
It's amazing how that goes, but
yeah.
It shows you more of the chaos in the media right now. I think what was one of those lines that the measles is engulfing like 14 states. Did you hear
yes,
that?
Yes, it has engulfed 14 states. And I'm thinking, wait a minute now, 14 states, you divide that by the total number of cases, which is like 108. That doesn't sound like engulfing to me.
I'm just trying to figure out their definition of engulfing because it's just, yeah. I'm kind of lost on that. Engulfing?
Yeah, well, engulfing. Sounds much more urgent, doesn't it?
It does. Hey, Super Don, you know, we have all this audio to play, and right as I'm coming to the opening of the show, I was able to reach down and press play on the crossfade, and I've got, like, the batteries just died in my mouse. It's wireless. I know it's bad, but I take the EMF detox from King Bio to keep me going. And unless I reach down across the studio to press the button, I'll be off microphone. And I'm thinking, all this work, all the clips you play wanted to play, and I'm thinking, I don't know how to access them now. I'm just like, you got to be kidding me.
This is not a contingency plan we had in place.
No, sabotage. I need two double A's. Anybody can push them through the... man.
Okay. Well, listen. Listen, as you saw with the crossfade as we came in.
Yeah.
Yes, Chuck Schumer now has decided to rise to the occasion and save everybody by making the measles vaccine as easily accessible as the flu shot. Now, I got to ask you, are you surprised by this?
No. I mean, these politicians are absolutely... they are so deeply involved in this church of vaccine mysticism that, you know, anything that can be vaccinated for is going to be something they're going to want to include into the full-on schedule.
Right.
And it concerns me greatly. Like, I was, you know, catching up on some media stuff today. There's this guy, I don't think he's on Comedy Central anymore. He's on HBO, a guy that did a thing on Big Pharma. Mm-hmm. And he's just, it was absolutely incredible what he did as far as the coverage of Big Pharma. I mean, he just blasted it out there so clearly.
I know who you're talking about. You're talking about John Oliver.
Oliver, yeah, John Oliver.
Used to be on the Daily Show with Jon Stewart.
Yeah, I wasn't kidding about that. He used to be on the Daily Show. That's right. So I knew. So anyway, he just does a 17-minute diatribe on the whole issue of vaccine. No vaccines. I'm sorry, as I'm trying to do batteries here at the same time.
Drugs, pharmaceuticals.
Pharmaceuticals, the entire thing, nails it every way till Sunday. And there are others that have done this, like Bill Maher, nailing the drug companies. And just right on, you're like going, how do they not see this other thing? Because the moment you mention vaccines, suddenly the cognitive dissonance comes right back in and overwhelms their thinking, their clear thinking, and it's gone. Suddenly with vaccines, no, we're good.
Well, and even you take somebody like Bill Maher, and we played this audio yesterday, where he starts the segment off just putting the disclaimer out there. Now, I just want everybody to know, I am not an anti-vaxxer, never have been.
Hey, look, the mouse is working.
There you go. Emergency.
That was the wildest start there. Susan.
Hey, you can't have too much cool in the gang on the show. So that's
no, cool. I know. That's true. That was great.
But yeah, so Bill Maher, what did he say yesterday? I am not an anti-vaxxer. Never will. Never have been. I am not anti-vaccination, but I am anti-flu shot. But
yeah,
that's a vaccine.
I know. I'm waiting for the blowback on that to go. All right. We're back in business here. What, okay. Our original plans, well, whatever they do in live radio, this is it. 866-939-2355. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, now supercharged because I was chewing on some organic chocolate covered, what were they, coffee beans?
Yeah, you're just like the Energizer Bunny today.
Right? I was just a little too calm earlier, and Super Don says, you better do something about this. You're getting ready to go on the air.
Couldn't convince you to do a Red Bull, so you went with something.
No, wouldn't do a Red Bull, but my wife says, here's a chocolate covered organic coffee bean. Okay.
There you go.
I'm not paranoid at all.
So we opened up anyway talking about, and listen, the media, that has just been the crazy thing. And you remember yesterday we had some audio, we played a Chris Cuomo.
Yes, yes.
That just floored us when you could hear the vitriol in his voice and him just talking about how, you know, I mean, the people that are choosing not to vaccinate, they deserve to be demonized. You know,
yeah,
and they, and you know, we ought to put him
paid.
In jail. We ought to put him in jail, but we can't quite yet because we don't have the laws in place. I mean, are you kidding me?
Yeah,
this
well,
is
he
what he had to say.
He went on to bash the parents. You parents out there, you don't know what you're talking about because Chris Cuomo, he'll tell you, he'll put you in your place.
All you need to do is know one or have a neighbor who thinks they know one.
Right.
It makes parents nervous. That's why this is happening.
Yes, parents think that they shouldn't give the vaccines. They're wrong.
Yeah.
So don't give credibility to their position.
Yes, parents think they're wrong. Don't give credibility. How do you like that?
And I was thinking, you know, originally I was like, Chris Cuomo, I recognize him. I mean, he must be a doctor, right? He must not. No, he's not a doctor. He's not a medical. He's not even a medical correspondent. I mean, he's just this dude who used to be an anchor on 2020 and was the crime and justice guy on ABC News. And he's got this attitude and this opinion that he's formed that these people that choose not to vaccinate or that should even have the option to choose.
Wow. You know what we need to do is just put cardboard cutout picture of Brian Williams on every talking head's face so you'll understand what's going on here. They're all a bunch of liars. Just see through it. They have no earthly idea what they're doing. They're parroting things that are given to them to be said so that they get paid big bucks.
Yeah.
And then they sleep well at night only if they're on major FDA-approved pharmaceutical drugs for insomnia. Well, there is a doctor who has an opinion, Dr. Manny from Fox News.
That's right.
And, of course, when we want to discuss something, we tend not to go to Dr. Manny because he thinks there is absolutely no debate on this vaccine issue.
I think we have to take away that word debate. There's no debate about vaccines. Vaccines are meant to protect people. They are meant to eradicate disease. If it wasn't for vaccines, hundreds of millions of people around this planet would have been dead now. So there's no debate.
There's no debate.
No
we'll
debate.
All be dead.
No debate. No. Fox News, fair and balanced, except for vaccines. No debate.
Right there. No debate
no
there.
Debate.
It's interesting. The next few weeks, I've heard that Carol Alt's not going to be on the air. I'm just thinking, again, I did the vaccine interview, and suddenly, oh, man, I was concerned. We'll see. Dr. Manny, has he had his way in a bad way on this debate?
You know there's a very important story you need to cover about a water skiing squirrel during that hour period of time. So, it's just a news cycle.
What about politicians, Dr. Manny? Do they have it right just even mildly saying that parents might have a say or should have a say in whether their children get vaccinated.
Barack Obama, back in the day when he was running for election, brought up, well, I'm not sure about vaccines and autism. You have now, even to, in the present day, Governor Christie here from New Jersey saying, well, maybe we should give parents a choice. Ron Paul talking about maybe it should be voluntary. And then everybody's sort of backtracking because when they look at the facts, the medical community around the planet is unanimously saying that, of course, children have to be vaccinated.
Liar! Liar! The medical community is not
the entire planet.
In all the universes of creation, everybody is in agreement.
Everyone in the Delta Quadrant has agreed.
Yes. Inject your children with toxic poisons. Everybody agrees. It's, you know, little Johnny's doing it. You should do it too. Lemmings! Medical lemmings, Dr. Manny! Not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scadbell Show. This is your safe haven for freedom of thought, freedom of expression, the freedom to say no, like your two-year-old can teach you to remember to say no to authoritarian doctor heads like Dr. Manny from Fox News. So what about CNN? How's the debate going on there? They'll actually allow a debate. We're big fans of VNN, which is the vaccine news network. There was a Dr. Sears versus a Dr. Karp. Doctor versus doctor. It's kind of like spy versus spy in Mad Magazine.
Right.
The question is, do they come up with anything of relative conclusiveness on anything? Are they allowed to speak freely about, maybe parents should have some sort of option here? I'm just not sure, but let's find out.
Frankly, you know, the vaccine reactions are rare, but when they do happen, you know, the parents are afraid that their baby will be one of those statistics. And when they're not afraid of the disease, like measles, which hasn't been around much, a lot of my parents actually opt out of the MMR vaccine because they haven't seen measles as much of a threat until recently.
Is it still a choice, though?
What?
No.
See, that's where Dr. Manny said, you know, voluntary. They're backing off on voluntary. Right. No, only the statist, only the fascist would back off on voluntary. Is it still voluntary? Is it still a choice?
Is it still a choice, doctor, when your child has to be around other children, especially in a public school situation?
Well, Don, I think one of the most important things we have in medicine is what's called informed consent. And for any medical procedure, you have to inform the patient, whether it's surgery, a medication, or a vaccination, you have to inform them of the pros and the cons. What could the side effects be? What could the harm be from this treatment? And what are the benefits of this treatment? And because every single vaccine has a very small potential to cause harm, I think parents do have the right to receive informed consent and to make that educated decision for their child.
Wow. Common sense from a doctor on CNN? Is it going to be countered? Let's find out after this break.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's CARNIVORA.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, show notes. They have links, stories we're covering, some directly, some indirectly. Some of the audio clips kind of come from them. 866-939-2355, website, robertscottbell.com, streaming live through our naturalnewsradio.com home, as well as our syndicator, GCN, GCNlive.com. Thank you for being here. Dr. Batar scheduled. We've got advanced medicine to do, as always. More vaccine fascism coming our way, or maybe not, if we can put a stop to it. Let's see what happens here. Now, we were just playing some audio from CNN, where was it Dr. Sears?
Bob Sears there.
Yeah, and then Dr. Karp was the naysayer, you know, who was good. Because the guy said, choice, right? He wasn't arguing against vaccines. Mm-hmm. He was acknowledging there's some issues. Choice, which is why, what? New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
Informed consent is what he's right. talking about, yeah.
Of course, Rand Paul, Ron Paul, both form choice, informed consent. Parents own the children until they're of age. That concept, you know, it's not the government's property. Although we've covered the fact that the government believes otherwise and the parents don't realize how they got into that mess. So, Karp has to respond here. But you got to love the VNN, Vaccine News Network anchor, leading the question for Dr. Karp to take on Dr. Sears about even mentioning the informed consent concept.
But Dr. Karp, again, there's no scientific evidence of this. What's your response?
No, it's just nonsense, to be honest with you. I mean, of course there can be a small risk to one thing or another thing. Hey, there's a bigger risk to driving in your car. We don't have our patients going, I'm not going to drive in my car because that's going to be a risk of my child's life today.
There's a bigger risk driving in your car. It's like the whole seatbelt thing. The problem is, you know how reasonably a car is supposed to work. You know reasonably how a seatbelt is supposed to work. You have no idea, how this vaccine will or will not work, will or will not cause an adverse event to happen, even immediately, much less those down the road. And it's not a comparison that's legitimate in any way, shape, or form. These people are reaching, they are desperate, they are scared, and with every attack on you, mom and dad out there, they're going to lose more kids to the parents who finally step up and say, uh-uh, I don't trust you. Even as we watched that John Oliver guy, probably takes a lot of drugs for all we know. I don't know. But he talks against Big Pharma. But when it comes to vaccine, all of that Big Pharma talk, the corruption, all the economic conflicts of it, oh, no, not with vaccines. That's different. That's a different story. Again, cognitive dissonance is real, and it's emboldened once the word vaccine is uttered, particularly those in, ascribing to the religious dogma of the Church of Vaccine Mysticism. So with that, let's just jump right to a question of the day, because I've got a follow-up from someone I thought I answered on the air, but maybe I didn't answer directly enough. This is from Angela. She said, I posted a question recently, but yeah, it doesn't look like you were able to get to it. I mean, she might have missed it. But anyway, no worries, but I thought I'd leave the question again, because it's something that's really weighing on me. And you're the only one who could have any answers to my dilemma. Well, Angela, I don't know if that's true, but right now, okay, we're on the air. I'm answering your question. This summer, she says, I plan to travel to Haiti. I'm against being vaccinated. I haven't been touched by a needle since I was about 5. I'd rather not be injected with hepatitis A and B, typhoid, malaria, and the Tdap. What are my options in this case? In order to travel across these, is there really no choice but to allow my body to be subjected to all these vaccinations?
If no, that's the only choice you have. That's it. Sorry. Yeah,
well, of course, they'd like you to believe that. If that's truly my only choice, is there any way to lessen the risk of being harmed by the injections? Can I improve my health in some way to resist its ill effects? Thanks for your time. Really anxious to see if you can give me any hope in this situation. All right. Well, I've traveled to these scary places around the world. Scary, as I say, from a germ theory perspective. Doesn't mean that it's not real and the threats don't exist. But when my first trip happened to, where was I going? To West Africa, to Nigeria, back in the early 90s. This was maybe 89 or 90. I mean, this was before I knew homeopathy, natural medicine. It was literally on the cusp before I was about to be introduced to it. And I'm just trying to think back in time because of all of the things that went on. At that point I did know. In fact, I did know. Yeah, I contacted a medical doctor who signed off on my titers. All right? That was one way to do it. You can get a titer check. But in the case of someone who has no option or seemingly has no option, you do want to strengthen your body. You do want to flood your body with enough selenium. You do want to have the homeopathic remedy for vaccinosis that King Bio has. So call up King Bio at 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245. And remember, they're not plugged into a database in Haiti, I promise you. If you show them a vaccine card, yep, that looks good. You're on your merry way. And do travel with enough sovereign silver to keep you well in an island of dysentery. It's not as bad as it once was, but cholera as well. But the silver was nailing it. Just nailing it. All right, we'll be right back.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-315-8680. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-315-8680. That's 1-800-315-8680. Call 1-800-315-8680.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the hosts you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Hey, it's Valentine's weekend coming up. Super Don, you got any big plans?
No.
No? No, of course not.
No.
I, on the other hand, do.
You do?
I'm going to that raw food retreat for Paul Neeson, and I'm going to speak to the folks there about healing the gut and more. And, I'm working here, you know?
Working for a living.
What kind of craziness is that? So I hope to see you there. I don't know. There might be one or two slots left if you're interested in coming to the raw food retreat. February 13th, 14th, 15th in West Palm Beach, Florida. Call Paul at 561-283-1707, 561-283-1707, or you can email him, paul@rawlife.com, paul@rawlife.com. The banner is up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Also, I will let you know, I believe today is the day it starts, the Healthy Gut Summit, and I am featured in it on day three. You can click on the banner link to go to it, sign up for free, and it is loaded for gastrointestinal bear is the best way to say it. And Donna Gates was on last week. We'll try to get her on again. I think we said we're going to get her on Wednesday to sneak preview as well one more time. But please go there, sign up, click the link at robertscottbell.com to get to the Healthy Gut Summit. I think there's an easy way to get it, tinyurl.com/RSBGutSummit1. tinyurl.com/RSBGutSummit1. That'll get you there, get you your guts all in good working order.
All right.
Now, we got to get the guts of this country back in line because there's been a new low set. How low can they set the bar to take your children away, right? We've been talking about all the strange things in medical kidnap. There's one that even got stranger just the other day we've heard about. Posted up at Medical Kidnap. We have it linked in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. How low does the bar go? Can you say diaper rash?
Diaper rash.
Diaper rash, yes. A three-year-old cancer-stricken child who had been recovering from cancer and cancer treatment. Obviously, if you can think about someone who... How many months of treatment did he go through, this little boy?
Well, to start off with, yeah. He had a tumor
right.
on the back of his brain the size of a baseball.
I mean, this is big time, yeah.
Big time. And so he had successful surgery, thank God.
Yeah.
And so then they followed that up with 51 weeks, almost a year.
A year of
chemotherapy. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think they threw in some radiation for a boot. I mean, you want to talk about a survivor?
This talk about a survivor. Tough kid, right?
Yeah. This is a survivor. And he's in remission, coming back to normal. Just after his third birthday, that's his last dose. This was back in September, end of September of last year. And they say, hey, look, he's the good news. He's in remission. Looks like we've done our, thing, which, thank God, this kid's strong enough to withstand all of that. And so the mom goes back to work. I think she's a medical assistant. And so she has to use daycare. Now, we've warned you about the dangers of taking your child in to see a doctor, taking your child into hospitals. But now the daycare has to be expanded. If we haven't expanded it enough into that, we must also warn you, parents. And there was another case of a medical kidnap. Remember the cut lip? You remember that story?
The cut tongue. Tabitha Shores.
Right?
Yes, that's right.
Again,
I just talked to her the other day. Yeah.
All of these institutions, corporations that are granted license by the state to exist and do business, all have a responsibility to report things back to the state. They become snitches. They become, that kind of Hitler Youth concept. Now, granted, we know that there are times where there is genuine abuse that occurs, and we're not speaking out against those points and times when that is legitimate and there are concerns that we would all share. But we're seeing and hearing more and more about these absurd abuses of authority and power for profit. And in this case, a simple diaper rash led them from the daycare to the hospital. They're looking at this and saying, wait, there could be some bruising here. Because she had applied this thing called Baudreau's butt paste.
Yeah, it's just a zinc.
Zinc oxide. Yeah. But if you've ever rubbed a thick zinc oxide cream, it's very thick, and it's not like it goes on easy. You've got to push it and spread it, right? And if you have been treated with chemotherapeutic agents, if you are on any medications that can weaken the vascular system, the blood vessels, the simple act of applying a cream to the skin can result in bruising. Because bleeding is something that is not easily, coagulated and stopped in a body that has been ravaged by drugs. Would that might be the case for this 3-year-old baby boy?
And here's the thing. That's not the only possibility. There was also something called a PTT level, which if those levels are off, then what that can do is that can cause a bleeding risk or cause your blood not to clot correctly, which would cause you then to bruise easily.
Partial thromboplastin time,
that's right.
We call that. And, of course, this can be, impacted, again, by drugs, by chemo, et cetera. So this is something that you would take into consideration. You say, okay, what's going on here? Is there an abuse of this child? Well, let's look at his medical records. Well, evidently, the oncologist wasn't available. They had the backup oncologist who neglected, I have to think that they neglected to even read the medical chart in this case, for then Child Protective Services, the police come in and go, well, we better take this kid on suspicion of abuse of some kind.
Yeah. I mean, that's it. We see a bruise. We don't know where it came from, so it must be abuse. We're going to take your kid.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, that's as far as it went.
We're not exaggerating here. Diaper rash is now grounds for removal, right?
Yeah.
You placed a child who's 3 years old, who, God bless this kid for surviving, needs to be with his mother. How do you explain a three-year-old, we're taking you away from your mother for no reason other than you had diaper rash and apparent bruising?
And here's the thing. She was only doing what she was told to do, which is, because your child has just had this chemotherapy, if you see anything that seems out of the ordinary or that you're the least bit concerned about, bring him to the hospital because we need to check it out. She was just doing what she was told to do. That's it.
Yep. Do what you are told to do at your own risk or the risk of your child. At this point, especially when it's coming from people like Chuckie Schumer or your licensed doctors.
Now, if the story ended there, it would sound very much like, you know, a lot of the other cases that we've covered, which are all important. They're all serious. But get this. The police do an investigation. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The police come to the conclusion there's no signs of abuse. The police come to the conclusion we don't see any evidence of anything here. So is the child given back to the mother now?
No.
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 No. In fact, DCF has apparently put her in a situation where she can only see the child, I think it's like 2 hours a week, with supervised visits. She's been told that she's been supposed to go to counseling and parenting classes and agreeing to pretty much any other test that they might want to do.
Yeah, this is criminal. By the way, this is happening in Connecticut. The controversies in Connecticut continue, not only with Pelletier, which came out of Boston, Massachusetts, and Connecticut. But this, again, another layer of disillusionment here. To think that the government is benign and always there to cover you, to get your back, to protect you, to protect kids, we're finding story after story. And the question is, do you err on the side of what? If you say you err on the side of safety, we're going to pull the kid first and then figure it out, how many times do they return the kid when they find out, well, oh, there's nothing to see here, move along. Sorry, we were just trying to protect your child, everything's cool. Even with that all clear from the police, no, it's not going back in. There's too much money involved in this. We've talked about the profitability of immediately claiming jurisdiction. The state has to do it right away or the federal funds do not come in. Conflicts of interest, economic, you betcha. And we talked about as well yesterday, I believe, on the program with Tim Bolin, the fact that these the state departments of health or regional or local or county departments of health have secretaries making three times the average for secretaries in that given area. And higher ups get even four times the amount of normal pay. Why? Because there's so much money coming in from the pharmaceutical industrial complex vaccine division. Who buys the most vaccines? The CDC, to the tune of billions. Then they issue block grants. The federal government gives block grants to these local municipality public health agencies or divisions who then are given that money only if vaccine rates climb and climb and climb and stay high and high and high. And again, all of these conflicts of interest are adding on another. And again, we're left with the same conclusion, medical police state. Now, the first time I heard somebody say, you don't need a pediatrician, it was from Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, when I interviewed her years ago. Now, she's a DO. She's from a family of doctors of chiropractic in her family history. And she says, why are you bringing your kids to a pediatrician? What are they doing? They're following a chart and telling you if the head's small or big, and then they're giving you an injection. They call it a well baby visit to make sure that the babies get sick. What is the purpose of a pediatrician outside of a genuine emergency, like my buddy Dr. Marchate, who's a pediatric surgeon that really, if you need them, you want them. But outside of that, what are the pediatricians doing? They're putting these kids on GMO baby formula. This, again, you might have a good pediatrician. We've certainly interviewed one or two over the years. Dr. Cornelia Franz in Orlando, she's terrific. She gets it. We've talked to her. It's not like they don't exist. But by and large, the profession is so corrupt, so negligent, that I would be hard-pressed in saying anything different than what Dr. Tenpenny has said. In fact, if I had another child, I know my wife's yelling at me right now, don't even think about it. I would not. I'm telling you, at this point, I would not subject them to a pediatrician unless there was an absolute emergency that they were specializing in having to address it because of what we're learning here. Daycare, again, if it was maybe within a church. But even the churches now ask permission of the state to exist unless they're unregistered.
Yeah. And they are mandatory reporters most of the time.
Yeah, and so you got to find a church like Chuck Baldwin understands that haven't asked permission, that do not subject themselves to the authority of the government. Now, it's one thing, again, we're not advocating abuse in a church, but that's not what I'm saying is happening here. We're talking
about diaper rash.
Diaper rash, exactly. It's diaper rash. And, of course, we have the Sovereign Silver First Aid Joe would take care of the diaper rash. But, again, she didn't know about it, and they did the zinc. And the zinc is a thick paste, and it, you know, may have contributed to bruising in a child that was very weak from a vascular perspective, considering what he had been through. And what happens with Isaiah Ryder? Do the police even investigate allegations of rape and sexual abuse under foster care? You know, at least these cops in Connecticut said, yeah, we checked it out, there's nothing to see here. But even when they did the state put the jurisdiction back to mom? No.
No, in fact, Robert, I'll tell you, what they're doing is they are trying to get her to admit guilt at this point, even though she hasn't done anything and they haven't found any evidence.
Where are the criminals? I'm sorry, my friend, they're in the government here. They're in Child Protective Services. They're in the courts that are pulling this stunt. They're breaking up families, destroying the bonds between mother and child and father and child. I have a hard-pressed thing of finding any niceties to say about this. Maybe we should all give them a bad haircut. We'll talk about that as a disciplinary action after this break. RobertScottBell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant, and it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15, get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
How's our guest schedule look for this week? Do you think we have, maybe we can get Doc Newsom back on by Friday or something?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, I want to do some Super Earth Energy. I need some Super Earth Energy tonight.
Yes, you do.
I do. Ah, man. All right, yeah, the digestive detox I still take every night, though. I think that's one of those simple things you can do. As far as supporting liver and excretory function every evening, and of course, Inflammagon for those of you who are inflamed. Hopefully not because you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show today. But Dr. Newsom is drnuzum.com. You can click and link through. There's a banner at robertscottbell.com in the show notes, as you can see there. Now, misbehaving. Super Don, have I ever asked you for advice about disciplining my kids? Because you've been through it before me. You started before I did.
Yeah, the topic has come up before.
Especially with teenagers. Like, oh, man. So many times you go, gosh.
You're just starting to have fun.
I know. Where are the little children? And then, of course, you know, then they start developing their ego and, you know, they want to take on the world and they're not free yet, right? And I'm all about freedom. You know that. But can you imagine raising a kid when you're all about freedom, and they don't know anything about freedom yet, but they think they do. Dad, you're always talking about freedom. Why do I have to ask you to, you know, right? You say don't ask for permission where none is needed. I say, kid, it's needed in this household. You need it. Anyway, trying to think creatively how to discipline the kids, because nowadays, if you discipline them, you know, somebody's going to find out, and what happens? Child Protective Services. You're not allowed to discipline your children the same way anymore. I'm not advocating beating kids. But I am not someone that is going to judge you whether it's right or wrong for you and your child, because until you have kids, you could say all the idealistic things you want about how airy and fairy it's supposed to be. When you have kids, you have souls that are independent and have minds of their own, very creative and spirited, especially if you don't beat them down with drugs and vaccines.
The creativity is something else, too.
Yeah. Well, and the creativity of this dad is something else, too, which is really interesting. How about instead of disciplining them with a switch, like Richard Pryor used to talk about, Dad said, go get you a switch. I want to get a little one. No, he'd make you get a big one. Well, nowadays it's dangerous to do that. So what did this one man in Snellville, Georgia, of all places, decide to do? This is a very creative disciplinary technique. Let's see what you think. This little boy is only 10 years old, but his haircut's supposed to make him look like an old man. Some say it looks like George Jefferson from the 70s sitcom The Jeffersons. Others say it's more like Benjamin Button from the Brad Pitt movie. Did you see the picture?
Dad's a barber.
Yeah, I'm telling you, how cool is that? Let's turn him into George Jefferson and shave the top of his head and part of the side. Just leave him a little bit of hair above his ears and around the back like he's got a big old bald spot up top.
Oh, this picture of this is just priceless.
You got to see this. Well, let's hear how if it was successful, is this going to catch on? What's going to happen? Russell Frederick is a co-owner of A1 Cuts on Scenic Highway in Snellville. He told us he came up with the idea of the bad haircut when his son was misbehaving. He believes it's an effective alternative to corporal punishment.
You got to be creative with your discipline. You can't touch them for fear of the police and law enforcement getting involved. I don't whip my kids, so it's just like that was the way I chose to discipline him at the time.
Wow. Now, I probably will get some hate mail because I didn't come out completely on corporal punishment. But go ahead, send your mail. Listen, I'm just saying, until you're a parent and you have a kid, there's no one ideal. Every case is different. I'm not advocating beating kids. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm not going to be the one to judge another parent. You know, if you're beating them to a bloody pulp, you know, come on. There's obviousness to this stuff.
Right. I don't know what this kid was doing.
Yeah.
But the comment that the dad puts on the picture here says, yeah. So you want to act grown? Well, now you can look grown, too.
Well, there it is. If the, you know, your child says, I want to be free like you, Daddy, as an adult. Well, there's a lot of responsibility for being an adult. If you want to look like one, here you go. Here's your haircut.
After he gave his son the cut, Frederick says a customer approached him to give her son the cut for misbehaving. This is the result. Customers and parents we spoke with say they like the idea.
With all the backlash with corporal punishment and everything going on, it's kind of like taking a lot of the power away from parents.
I think that's fitting, you know. Rather than them beating the kid and abusing them, I'm pretty sure he'll behave himself right now.
So, son, if you're listening, you're just this close to a haircut right now.
There you go.
But maybe it'll help.
And Frederick says he's already seeing results.
My son, his grades came up dramatically. He doesn't want that cut. I think it worked very well.
Please, Daddy, don't make me look like an old man like you, right? All right, well, that's it for the first hour. We'll see what we can do with Dr. Rashi Batar. More vaccine mayhem on the horizon. Mandates? We'll talk about it. Why? Because the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.